It all started when Mr. Fawlty come back from shops in car with Mrs. Fawlty, and they having nice friendly chat about everything, this and that.
You said you'd go.
I didn't start with us.
I might. Got to do the accounts.
You don't have to do the accounts tonight.
I do.
Always the same. Whenever I want to go out, you've always got some excuse.
It's not an excuse. It's just that tonight,
it's not just tonight. It's any night I want to go out with any of my friends, anyone at all, any other members of the human race.
Yes, probably not sharing as members of the human race.
Cooped up in this hotel all day long. You never take me out. The only bit of life I get is when I get away with some of my friends.
Well, you must get away more often, dear.
They all think you're peculiar, you know that, don't you? They've all said at one time or another, how on earth did the two of us ever get together? Black magic, my mother says.
Well, she'd know, wouldn't she? Her and that cat.
And they go in kitchen, where is Terry, the chef, and a very strange man looking in fridge. What is doing? They not know him.
Shall I get you the wine list? Mr. Fawlty, Mr. Oh, please, call me waiter. Look, I'll go and get a chair, and then you can really tuck into some stuff in the bin you might like. You know, potato peelings, cold rice pudding, that sort of thing. Not exactly haute cuisine, but it'll certainly help to fill you up. Ah, so, well, may I introduce a gentleman who's just opened the self-service department here, Mr.
Carnegie.
Mr. Carnegie, the scavenger gourmet from,
The public health department.
Yes, but where were you born, scavenger or down here in the West Country?
Public health department?
Oh, here's the invoice for the meat, Mr. Carnegie. The 6 monthly checkup.
Oh, yes, the meat was delivered on Wednesday.
Yes, that would appear to be satisfactory.
Oh, good. I hope you didn't mind my little joke just now. Thank God we English can laugh at each other, eh? So our new chef just left, just popped out. Quick prayer, I expect.
Mr. Fawlty.
Hello.
These premises do not come up to the standard required by this authority. Unless appropriate steps are taken instantly, I shall have no alternative but to prosecute or recommend closure to the appropriate committee of the council. Specifically, lack of proper cleaning routines, dirty and greasy filters, greasy and encrusted deep fat fryer, dirty cracked and stained food preparation surfaces, dirty cracked and missing wall and floor tiles, dirty marked and stained utensils, dirty and greasy interior surfaces of the ventilator hoods.
Yes, about the deep fat fryer.
Inadequate temperature control and storage of dangerous foodstuffs, storage of cooked and raw meat in same trays, storage of raw meat above confectionery with consequent dripping of meat juices onto cream products. Refrigerator seals loose and cracked, icebox undefrosted, and refrigerator overstocked.
Yes, say no more.
Food handling routines suspect. Evidence of smoking in food preparation area. Dirty and grubby food handling overalls. Lack of wash hand basin, which you gave us a verbal assurance you'd have installed at our last visit 6 months ago, and 2 dead pigeons in the water tank.
Otherwise okay?
As I said, I shall refrain from serving a food hygiene notice today, but I shall return tomorrow. If the items on this list have not been rectified, I shall take immediate action. I have not had time to inspect the bedrooms and common passageways, but I shall be doing so tomorrow.
Yes, of course.
The only gourmets you'll find scavenging in this kitchen will be kamikaze ones.
Thought we was in trouble there for a minute.
We are in trouble.
A piece of cake.
Have you read this piece of cake?
Well, they got to do that, haven't they? It's part of their job.
Terry, this kitchen is filthy.
Filthy towers, eh? Now, look, all kitchens are filthy, Mr. Fawlty. In fact, the better the kitchen, the filthier it is. Have you ever read George Orwell's Experiences at Maxim's in Paris?
No, do you have a copy? I'll read it out in court.
Stand there gossiping.
I am not gossiping. I'm trying to point out to our alleged chef.
Go upstairs and get Manuel and check the bathrooms for soap and paper and get those pigeons out of the water tank.
Yes, my little commander.
And see how many fire extinguishers are missing. Right. Come on, Polly, we'll start in here. Not in here, puss.
Now, I know nothing about all this until Mr. Fawlty, he come into my room.
I'm sorry, this is an emergency. Important. See, the health inspector's just been things wrong with hotel. We put the right by tomorrow, all right? Now, Manuel, go up to the roof. The roof?
See, yes.
And then, no, come on. I'm told you. Now, go to the water tank.
Oh, water?
Water tank. Water on roof in tank?
Yes.
See, 2 dead pigeons in tank. Take out. It's not difficult, Manuel. This is not a proposition from Wittgenstein. Listen. 2 dead pigeons, water tank. What is funny?
How they get up there?
How they flew up there. That's right, that's right.
Mike,
just for your... Oh, not pigs, pigeons! Pigeon! Like your English. Right, people, pig, pigeon.
Pigeon.
What is that? It's my hamster.
Pigeon.
Hamster? Sissy. No, pigeon.
Oh, well, it's a rat.
Pigeon. No, it's hamster.
Well, of course it's a rat. You have rats in Spain, don't you? What did Franco have them all shot?
It's hamster, it's a rat.
No, I think so too.
What?
I say the man in shop, it's a rat. He said, no, it's a special kind of hamster. It's filigree Siberian hamster. Only one in shop, he makes special price, only £5.
Have you ever heard of the bubonic plague, Manuel? It was very popular here at one time. A lot of pedigree hamsters came over on ships from Siberia.
What do you do?
I'm sorry, Manuel, this is a rat.
No, it's hamster.
He's not hamster. Hamsters are small and cuddly. Cuddle this, you'd never play the guitar again.
Where do you go? Where do you take
him? I'm sorry, Manuel, he's got to go.
No.
Yes.
Do you mind? He stay with me.
Now, look, this is a hotel. The health inspector comes tomorrow. If he sees this, I close down. No warning. Close down. Finito. You, out of work, back to Barcelona.
He no hurt. He in case. He said, please. He take my hamster. Please, no, Mr. Corby. I love him. He take it from my room.
Oh, there's it.
Never mind. It'll be all right.
We will keep it in our room.
Yes, that's right. We'll keep it in our room, Mr. Forty. We'll look after it. Yes.
He take my hamster.
What?
Mr. Fawlty take my hamster. He crazy. He think he's rat.
Manuel. Prepare yourself for a shock.
And Polly, she also tell me my hamster is rat. I no believe this, of course. But I very, very sad.
Why didn't you check?
What?
Well, you mean he's had it for a whole year and you've only just found out?
Yes.
Well, supposing the health inspector had seen it.
I know.
He could have closed us down. Well, what are you going to do with it, Falso? You can't keep it in here.
I know.
And don't let it loose in the garden. It'll come back in the house.
Can't we get to our mastermind, Sybil? Next contestant, Sybil Fawlty from Torquay. Special subject of bleeding obvious. I wasn't going to let it go in the garden.
Well, what are you going to do with it?
I don't know. I'll take it away. Let it go. Give it its freedom.
You can't do that, Falso. He wouldn't be able to defend himself.
He's a rat, isn't he?
He's domesticated, aren't you?
Well, you're domesticated. You do all right. Look, he's not going to get mugged by a gang of field mice, is he?
He's Manuel's pet. We have a duty to it. Perhaps we could find a home for him.
All right, I'll put an ad in the papers. I wanted kind home for enormous savage rodent. Answers to the name of Sybil. Look, take him out into the country. Let him go.
No, I cannot abide cruelty to living creatures.
Well, I'm a creature. You can abide it to me.
You're not living. Look, Manuel, we were just wondering...
Mrs. Fawlty, please understand, if he go, I go.
Well, goodbye.
Please, listen, you know, we really can't keep him here. The health inspector wouldn't...
No, Mrs. Fawlty, he here 1 year. He do no harm.
But, Manuel, listen, if they see your rat, they could close the hotel down. Perhaps it would be simplest to have him put to S-L-E-E-P.
Who, him or the rat? Well, I'd get a discount if we had them both done.
Spleep?
Manuel, I brought my friend. It's all right. She'll take him.
Okay.
She has lots of animals, and it's not far from here. You can go and see him whenever you want. So come on, we'll take him over there now.
Look, he forget me.
Well, rats are like that, Manuel. Don't get involved with them.
Come on, Manuel. I think it's the best solution, Manuel.
Oh, nothing happens.
Sad, isn't it?
Well, look at it from the point of view of the rat.
What?
Well, would you want to spend the rest of your life with Manuel waiting on you?
Now, Polly, she is on my side. She say, don't worry, Manuel. Nobody know. But we put hamster in shed and only pretend to send him away. And she tell me to look a very bit sad.
You're doing the walls through the filters, check the fridges.
Right, that's done. Now, Sybil, everything done here?
You put the lid on the tank, Basil.
That's why I've been on the roof the last 40 minutes, dear, yes.
And you took the pigeons out?
No, I left them in. They're nearly done. Now, the walls...
everything.
Terry, the hoods, have we done the cupboards?
It's all been done, Basil.
The fridge, have we got it all separate?
As I told you, it's all been done.
Seals on the old fridge, the floor.
I checked it.
It's running over the bleeding obvious, dear. So, all a ship-shape and Bristol fashion, eh? All ready for old Snoopy drawers. Well, Mammo, what do you think? Looks good, doesn't it, eh? All clean and shining bright, eh?
Just leave him alone, Basil. He's upset.
Well, he's not going to cheer up mooning about like that, is he?
Just let him be.
It doesn't help him. You're encouraging it. You've got to get his mind off it.
He's so empty without him.
Yes, yes. Those walls look good too, don't they? And the hood's gleaming like that. Isn't that a marvellous sight?
Please leave me alone. I get over it.
Yes, yes. You'll get over it. No point letting it get you down. Plenty more fish in the sea, eh?
Don't!
What?
Don't hit me. Always you hit me.
I'm not hitting you. I'm trying to cheer you up.
Let him be, Basil.
Look. Oh, don't look at me with those awful cow eyes. Look, why don't you go to the cinema tonight? Why don't you and Polly go to the ice rink tonight? Why don't you cheer up, for Christ's sake? I cannot stand this awful self-indulgence.
Leave him alone, Basil. He's just depressed.
Manuel, my wife informs me that you're depressed. Let me tell you something. Depression is a very bad thing. It's like a virus. If you don't stamp on it, it spreads throughout the mind, and then one day you wake up in the morning and you can't face life anymore.
And then you open a hotel.
Didn't win the war by getting depressed, you know.
Manuel.
Oh, no.
That's so sad.
No?
No, it's too much.
So much?
Much too much. Oh, just a little bit sad.
Here's the food.
Oh, gracias.
Oh, don't get the water.
Oh, Terry, let me have a bit of that.
Spill it.
See, he like it, please.
You want some Bernays with it?
No. It's Costello roll.
So I take dinner to my little friend in shed. Basil. What do you think, everybody? I know there.
Polly!
Oh, what?
He gone.
What?
He gone. He escaped.
But how did he get out of the cage?
I leave door open so he can exercise in shed.
Oh, you dago dodo! You got it all over your front. Mucho salo.
What'd you do?
He's dirty.
Don't matter. What about Basil?
Mr. Faulty, do you?
No, Basil.
Star key. Now go and clean it.
She's got to get a boy. That's the way to snap him out of it. Hello, Major. There are the papers.
Strike. Why do we bother, Faulty?
Didn't know you did, Major.
Mr. Faulty, go and Major have nice read of paper in bar.
Boycott me the century.
And there is my little Basil sitting on next table.
Stay where you are, chap. Don't move.
And Major, he get gun.
Do you need any help, Major?
Then.
We haven't got any this week, Major. No Germans staying this week, Major.
We're shooting for you.
Yes, Major. Not legal, actually, anymore. Murder.
But animals, Faulty.
Oh, yes, still. Forgive and forget, eh? Well, pretend we do.
But they spread disease, Faulty. He was sitting there, on that table, eating the nuts, if you please.
He's really gone this time.
About that size. That with the tail.
What did you say it was?
Vermin. A dirty rat.
How long ago?
Oh, about 2 minutes ago.
Stay there, Major. Stay there. If you see him, give me a shout.
Will do.
Now is Mr. Faulty very angry. He come to us in kitchen where we all looking for little Basil.
Basil. Cheesy. Basil.
Yes.
That's
for me, is it? Hey, go.
Shall I get you some more? There's plenty.
He's called Basil, is he? Don't play dumb with me. I trusted you. You're responsible for this.
Oh, I got a friend who'll look after him, Mr. Polly.
Come on. Basil's here.
Have you got him?
He's under there.
Right, I'll get him.
Cleaning behind the fridge. Hmm?
Well, you've got a lot on your mind. We didn't want to worry you, Mr.
What do you mean, a public health inspector coming after a 24-hour warning and a rat loose in the hotel, is it?
He must have escaped, Mr. Faulty, and come back.
Come back?
They home.
Oh, I see. He's a homing rat, is he?
are amazing creatures, Mr. Fortby. I read about one once. His owner had gone down to Penzance.
Yes, yes, I read about that. When the chef got filleted with his own carving knife.
No, honest.
We'll find him, Mr. Fortby.
Well, if you could. That would be lovely before they close us down. Super.
Well, let's have a little basil hunt, shall we? And then we'll deal with the sackings later on.
I'll do this floor.
Manuel, you check your room.
Not in the bar, Polly. Was there 2 minutes ago?
And Mr. Fortby, he find rat poison and put much rat poison on slice of meat on floor to catch my little hamster.
Oh, Mr. Carnegie, good morning.
Good morning, Mrs. Fortby.
Oh, hello. Nice to see you.
Would you like coffee before we adjourn to...
No, thank you. If we start upstairs with the water tanks.
Ah, good idea.
What?
Good thinking about starting upstairs. Sybil, would you like to show Mr. Carnegie?
I was just going to, Basil.
Yes, and I'll keep an eye on things down here. Shall I see if I can find something to be getting on with?
God, what was that?
Bloody television exploding again.
That was a gun.
Yes, it did sound like it, didn't it?
What is going on here?
I'll get him. We'll come back to the nuts, you know. He was sniffing around here just now.
Sorry.
Why was he firing it in the hotel?
Shooting starlings.
In the bar?
No, through the window. I'll lock it away.
Is it licensed?
Oh, yes.
You do realize that under the Health and Safety Act, it is your responsibility.
Oh, yes, I'm terribly sorry. It's never happened before, Mr. Carnegie.
Well, I shall have to notify the police, of course. They will take steps.
Get up, Basil!
It's all right, man.
Is he all right?
Yes, he's all right.
He's not dead?
No. It was just the major letting the gun off.
The major tried to kill Basil.
Kill Basil?
No, not Mr. Fortby. I mean Basil, my little...
Ratatouille.
Basil, the little...
Ratatouille. The chef calls the ratatouille Basil because he puts quite a lot of Basil in it.
He put Basil in the ratatouille?
Yes. Ah!
He's from Barcelona. Typical Latin, really.
Why you do this?
I haven't.
Polly say you put Basil in ratatouille.
I haven't made any bleeding ratatouille.
Manuel!
Why you say he put Basil in ratatouille?
I had to say something. That is the health inspector. Now, will you calm down?
Oh, where is he?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, perhaps he's dead.
Oh, he's all right. Give us the veal po. I've got to get lunch ready.
How you know he's all right? The major fired his gun. Perhaps he hit. I find him.
I'm very worried, so I run out and I bump into Polly and she drop all meats for dinner.
I'll pick him up quick before he gets in here.
That's it, Major. You've got it. Well, you've nearly got it. The thing is, not a word about rats. You were shooting a starling, right?
A starling?
Yes.
Through the window.
Right.
But, Forty, how did the starling get in the bar?
No.
You were in the bar.
I was in the bar?
Yes.
Which I was.
Yes, and the starling was in the garden and the rat was nowhere at all. Well, I didn't see him.
Say goodnight to the folks, Gracie. All right, Terry, everything under control?
Yeah, is he still up?
No, he started upstairs. God knows where that rat is. Oh, puss. Don't you... I put some... Terry?
Yeah?
There was a piece of veal down here?
Yeah, got them all up, Mr. Fortby.
What?
We picked them all up.
Got the veals, Terry?
Yeah, here we are, Paul.
Terry, listen to me. What do you mean you picked them all up?
Well, Manuel knocked them over. We picked them all up.
Oh, my God, what's the matter? One of them's got rat poison on it. Sorry. Veal's off, sorry.
That's veal?
No, this is a veal substitute. We're giving it a try, and it's a bit of a disappointment, I'm afraid. In fact, it's no substitute at all. Polly, would you take the order again, please? Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry about that. Would you like the lamb or the plate? Veal substitute. Well, it's Japanese, actually. Soy beans and essence of cow.
Well, it would appear that this kitchen is now in a satisfactory condition. I shall be writing to confirm the...
Sorry, slip.
Outstanding points, and someone will be dropping in to carry out a future random inspection to make sure these standards are being maintained.
Thank you.
Ma!
It's 10 to 1. I'd like to take lunch here, if I may.
Oh, certainly, Mr. Carnegie.
I couldn't help noticing you had some veal over here.
Veal?
Yes, it's Dutch.
Well, it's not Dutch, actually. It's Norwegian.
Norwegian?
Yes, not the absolute apex, quite honestly.
Terry, the veal is Dutch, isn't it?
Norwegian, Mrs. Fawley.
I've been in this business 20 years. I've never heard of Norwegian veal.
No, well, they've only just branched into it, you know. I don't think it's a winner, frankly. You know, more of a veal substitute. It's got a lot of air pockets in it, that's all. The lamb is Dutch.
Dutch.
Well, English. I mean, we call it Dutch because it's as good as the veal. It's better, quite honestly.
Well, I prefer the veal.
Yes, how about lobster? Would you prefer lobster? A couple of lobsters? Oh, it's frightfully good at the moment. It's not expensive this week. We've got so much for having a bit of a lobster sale at the moment. Try and shift it all. 75p each, 2 for a pound. You can't say further.
It's just the veal.
Well, if you like the veal, perhaps you prefer the chicken.
I just thought I'd make a phone call.
Yes, of course. Through here. Yeah.
What's all this about rat poison on a veal?
He's put rat poison on one. They've got mixed up. Nobody knows which is which now. Well, what happened to the one the cat ate?
The cat?
That's no good. That might have poison on it too. Well, where is it?
What?
Where's the cat slice?
Up there.
Right, now, how's the cat?
How's the cat? We're about to take the life of a public health inspector, and you want to know how's the cat? It's gone to London to see the Queen. What are we going to do?
It's all right.
Great.
Hooray! Hooray, the cat lives!
Mr. Fawlty, if the cat is all right, that means that slice is all right.
Well, how long would it take to work?
That stuff, 2 minutes. He had this 10 minutes ago at least.
It's a bit chewed there.
I'll give it a trim.
So everything okay, and Terry cook nice veal for Inspector Man.
Here's your veal, Mr. Carnegie. And one green salad.
Thank you.
Ah, bon. Good appetit.
Hello, Terry.
Now Mr. Fawlty happy again, until he go to backyard, where is cat, who look very, very ill. So Mr. Fawlty run into Inspector Man and take Bill away, very quick.
Sorry, not hot enough. Not big enough, sorry.
What?
Not big enough, sorry, excuse me.
Very poly.
And Terry in kitchen, he clever, he know what to do.
What are you doing?
Well, if that's the one, these are okay.
What?
If that's the poison one, these are all right.
Brilliant! Great! Right, okay.
Russell, what is going on?
That was the poison one. The cat had it.
The poison?
Yes, so that one must be okay.
Hmm? Well, he's all right, look.
He can't be.
Well, he is.
Be our fault.
Oh.
He can't be.
What do you mean?
Well, he was vomiting.
Vomiting? That's just fur balls, Basil.
What?
That's just fur balls. He does that all the time in the summer.
But if he's all right, that one might...
But Polly has already take plate to dining room. And Mr. Fawlty, run after her. Quick, quick, and take away from Inspector Man again before he can eat.
Too much. What? Too much. Too much of a good thing. Always leaves one wanting less, I always find.
She's gone now.
Well, we wouldn't want you to think that just because you're one of Her Majesty's civil servants, we were showing you any excess favoritism. I'm sure you wouldn't want that.
Oh, so you're the rat inspector.
Sorry, Fawlty. Starling inspector.
And what I do all this time? I am take order from nice man and woman at another table when I see my Basil just next to them on floor.
What?
We have one razor soap, one pair of keys.
One razor soap.
And I run into kitchen to tell Mr. Fawlty.
The cat slice is all right. That might be the poison one.
No.
Yes, he's right.
And if the cat's one is all right...
Which it is.
We can give him that, can't we?
Right. Fawlty, chap.
But, Terry, that's got things on it.
Oh, that's all right, Mrs. Fawlty. What the eye don't see, the chef gets away with.
Mr. Fawlty, what is it? Table 7.
What?
Basil!
Excuse me. Of course. Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, madam. But I was just trying to give an order to your waiter, and he walked away while I was doing it. Well, he wasn't paying attention at all.
I'm so sorry, what were you saying?
The waiter wasn't listening when I was giving him our order. He seemed more interested in my fiancé's legs.
Really? Yeah? Yes, I don't think so. In fact, I think there's a bread roll down there.
May I give my order?
Oh, please.
We'd like one winter soup and one pate, and then
Just doing my shoelace up.
Are you going to take my order?
Yes, Polly, would you take the order? Yeah, please, on this table.
I don't need a suit.
One Windsor?
One Patek.
Sir.
What?
There.
What do you mean, there?
It's all there. There, and there. All there, for your interest.
And one Patek?
And Manuel, would you get the bread roll, please?
No, get the box.
We have a box, a bread box. For any bread that has gone past its prime.
And you'd both like the...
The veal.
Oh, the veal's off, I'm afraid.
How can it be? You've only just started. Don't shush me.
Well, I'm sorry, but the veal is in fact off. Well, it was never really on, quite honestly. That's a misprint.
A misprint?
Yes, it should say, eel.
Eel escallop. Stop it, will you? Just leave it. Wait until after the meal.
No, we have to get it, I'm afraid. Health regulations before it moulds.
Well, I'll get it, yeah.
No, please, allow us, please, all part of the service.
So that's one pate and one Windsor soup.
And Polly's seen little Basil has gone in lady's handbag on floor.
It's your veal, Mr. Carnegie. Sorry for the delay.
He's just been given veal.
No, that's veal substitute.
Veal substitute?
Yes, it's not very good. It got rather held up on the boat on the way over from...
Japan.
Norway. It's a sort of a Japo-Scandinavian imitation of veal substitute, but I'm afraid that's the last slice anywhere. We're leaving. Okay, if you insist.
What?
By all means, be my guest. Thank you.
I want a taxi.
Polly, would you arrange a taxi, please?
It's in a bag.
Is your veal,
In her bag.
In her bag?
What?
Excuse me.
Do you know where you're going to?
Can you recommend a restaurant?
Yes, of course. What sort of a...
Where is somewhere that serves really good veal, Polly? Somewhere in the...
Veal, yes, of course. A really good restaurant. Wait just a minute, because I do remember a place where I had some really good veal once. Only I just can't think of the name of it. It was, La-di-da. Did you see Annie Hall? La-di-da.
Annie who?
What are you doing?
What?
He had his hand in my bag.
What? No, I... You know something? You're getting my gander up, you grotty little man. You're asking for a bunch of fives.
Bomb scare.
What?
There's been a bomb scare.
A bomb scare?
Yes.
Yes, that's why he was searching in your bag. He didn't want to alarm you.
May I?
He take handbag from lady, but Mr. Fulby, he don't understand Basil has very sharp tooth. Now my Basil very frightened, and he jump out of bag and run to me in dining room for help. I catch him quick, but where I put?
A waiter. A waiter.
Un momentito. It's only one place we're safe. In biscuit tin.
Some cheese and biscuits and a coffee.
Anything to follow?
I've ordered some cheese and a coffee.
Sir. Coffee, please, sir. What? Here we are, Mr. Carnegie. Polly, would you get the biscuits, please?
Here they are, Porter.
Cheddar, Danish blue, Edam.
A little Danish blue, please.
Certainly. Edam?
No, thank you.
Biscuits? Would you care for wraps? just the biscuits then, please, Polly.
And Mr. Fulby faint on floor. And I'll have to drag him out of dining room by his feet so other guests no disturbed.